you know, it's bizarre. It's bizarre when you look back and you realize what you were in. I think some people should get saved when you... there's probably people out there... Took me a long time to see it, but there's probably people out there that recognize nobody around them really loves them, you know. I remember growing up, people would say, I don't even think I ever heard anybody say they love me. A parent or an aunt or an uncle or grandparent, I don't think I ever heard anybody say it. And if they didn't say it, it's because they didn't. Evidently, they didn't. And then when you do start dating and or get married or whatever, the spouse says they love you, but they're not what they want. They want you to sacrifice for them, but they don't want to sacrifice and do anything. So it's just future fake, and it's not even real. So they don't even know who they are. A lot of these people who are in love with somebody, they're just in love with the feelings they have. They don't really love the person. They're just in love with the feelings that they have when they're around somebody. But when the rubber meets the road and life gets rough and you have to face off with somebody every day, then it's a different story. Everybody's got their little idiosyncrasies or whatever. And I don't expect people to really love a person. You know, the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself. But if it's a bloodline or a spouse, you know, you would think that they would be willing to go the extra mile for you. But that you would think that they would want your best, you know, the best interest for you, you know. But they don't. You know, some people might have that. They might have been raised around that. They might have people around them that want their best, you know. But if you were raised without that, it's a whole different ballgame. And so when you realize that, and maybe I didn't know it, maybe I didn't understand what I do now, but for some reason I knew something wasn't right, so I was looking for God. You know, as a child I was reading Proverbs and all that. And then when the preacher said that, you know, you might hear it your whole life that God, Jesus went to the cross for you, died for you, God sent his only begotten son because he loved you. When you hear that, until you really hear it, it doesn't register, you know. It doesn't register until you really hear it, you know. There's this thing about hearing it and really hearing it, you know. And so you pretty much don't know who you are. How can you love somebody if you're not saved? Or how can you, if you're not mature in the faith, how can you really love somebody? You don't even know what love is until you experience God's love and understand it at a deeper level. So long story short, if a person doesn't sense that anybody loves them, well, you better run to Jesus, because God sent his only begotten son to die on a cross for you because of love, you know. Knowing while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Knowing your propensity to hate God, knowing your propensity to put your fist up toward God, you know, a lot of times that happens, like you're trying to accomplish something. Before you get saved, you were trying to accomplish something. And you always have this resistance, you know. And you cry out to God, or you scream to God, or you scream to the universe, or whatever you scream at. Why is there so much resistance? Why does this keep happening? Why? Because God is trying to draw you to himself. He's trying to bring you to himself, you know. And so, I would say, if there's a person out there that doesn't think anybody loves them, you better run to God, because God is the only one that really loves you. No human really can love you anywhere close to what God can. If you had a family that loved you, they only love you to a limited point. They're not going to die for you, but Jesus died for you, you know. And so I would have to say, if a person felt that way, I can't understand why they wouldn't run to Jesus and get saved. And the only thing I can figure is maybe they haven't experienced love from anybody on earth, so everybody's let them down, because everybody will let you down because they're human. Everybody's let them down, so why don't you run to God, who will never let you down? You know? Yeah, when you run to God, run to Jesus, and you get your security in Jesus, yeah, then those people are going to persecute you. And that fake smile and that fake love and that fake compliments and that flattery, it's all fake, you know. You're going to get away from that because you want the real. And you probably wanted the real your whole life, and you never got the real deal. And a lot of times I've noticed, they might not ever say it, but you date this woman and then you're not of the world, so she tries to chase somebody in the world, and then that splits up and they try to come back, or they're trying to get your attention. Maybe you'll ask them to come back or something like that. But they done messed up. But long story short, they revealed where their heart was, you know? But long story short, Jesus won't let you down. God won't let you down. And if you get your identity in Him, you don't need anybody else but Him. And that's a fact, Jack. If you're not to that point yet in life where you only need God and you're content with just God alone, until you get to that point, I don't think you really understand what we're in. Because nobody's going to be there. Even if you had the best marriage, one person's going to die before the other. Then what you going to do? You're going to be by yourself again. So you're better off getting used to it with God alone, you know. And then, no matter what happens, hell or high water, you're stable, you know. Because it's pretty much the root of all humans. They want to belong. They want to be accepted. They want to be loved. That's pretty much, that's why everybody goes to their denomination or their whatever they go to. That's why people go to the bars. They want to be accepted. They want to belong. And they want to be loved. But the world's love is just, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's not real love. Anyway, you can't give back to God what He's gave to you through Christ. But you can give back what you can. But you know that you'll never be able to pay back what He paid. A human, you might can outpay it. They did something for you, you outdo it tenfold, you know. But with God, you can't. So you might as well run to God and be content in that, because that's the real deal.